Take your foot off the gas of life, pull out your device of choice, and search Doptivity on your favorite podcast app.
After listening, some people suffer from success, self-love, and too much dopeness. If you find yourself feeling down or feeling as though you haven't been around much knowledge, listen to Doptivity.
Common side effects may include lighter thoughts, greater ambition, more self-love, better interactions with other people in your near future, and your ability to check yourself before you check others.
So now, get your daily dose of Doptivity and be dope for the rest of your life.
Let's do it like Nike.
Yo, done it, did it. And we're recording.
Okay, hello.
Previously on.
Yeah, right. Previously on Doptivity. So, you know, I was just the.
No, yeah. You know, you were lying, girl. You were lying.
Roar. I will eat a motherfucker up for you, bro. You crazy.
What's up, y'all? We back again. Another Sunday.
Hey. Every Sunday. Every Sunday. Man. We promise I'm making a commitment right now.
Every
and I'm a commitment phobe, I think. Sunday. But every Sunday.
Even Super Bowl Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. Just making
what
sure.
What the fuck? You know, yes.
We hear Super
every
Bowl
Sunday. We will record something and post it.
Bet. We just shook on that.
Literally. Alrighty. Anywho, what's goody? Let's do this. Hey, yeah. This topic.
Just to go off of what we talked about last time.
Yeah, we had to end it
hella passionate, obviously.
Oh my god, that episode done so much to my soul. I just love it. I mean, our jingle was trash, but it's okay.
There's only two people allowed in the group.
I know. Kenley was there kind of just looking at us like, what the hell are y'all doing? Like, mama, why are you beating on the table? Nate, what are you talking about?
Let me go grab my guitar real quick. Hold on.
I know, and then she grabbed her guitar, so it was just like so much going on, but I think we're cooking up a good jingle for y'all. I mean, we never know what it's going to be until it actually happens, but I think there's something cooking. What you think, bro?
I think I still live by our words of jingle mixtape coming soon. We need to work on that. Yes. Write that down. Jingle mixtape. Oh, man.
Oh, I know a random topic. This is not about this. So I actually watched the Soulja Boy's Breakfast Club interview.
Oh, I haven't watched that.
Oh my god, it's actually really good. And I fuck with Soulja Boy. Like, I like that dude.
His new comeback.
No, okay, the whole comeback thing. Like, he didn't really understand the definition of comeback. And that's
he
fine.
He dropped a mixtape. I saw it on Spotify.
When we're not listening to his music, I think I just at this point, from what I listen to, I kind of just respect his grind and respect his position in the hip hop industry. And like, he was saying some real shit. Like, you know, he spoke and he wasn't scared. I think that's another thing too. Like, he wasn't scared to speak on nothing because he's like, bitch, I got my receipts. Like, I ain't no hoe ass nigga as much as y'all try to make me that. Like, I'm good. Like, I got into the game when I was 17, bro. Like,
And to his defense, he did.
27, and I'm like,
he did legit start the whole media.
Yes,
craze of music,
like he got rich off. Yeah, exactly. So
everybody's doing that.
Oh
now.
My god, I just want to say that because I was like, bro, that shit. Like he, yeah. I like that dude.
I gotta watch that one. I gotta.
Yeah, you should just watch it.
You watched the whole thing.
Get to watch that whole thing. I was at work actually, and it was slow, and I just like pulled it up, put my headphones in, and listened to it. But what I was listening to, like, I really wanted to listen to it. Like, it wasn't no. And Charlamagne, I like Charlamagne. Yeah. He was a fucking hater the whole
That's all he does,
bro.
It's like his gimmick. Like, almost.
And the whole point was Soulja Boy was just chilling. He's like, bro, I love you, bro. You cool, like. And then he trashed him for a little bit. But I don't, you know, like, we're outside looking in. Maybe that's just their relationship. Like, they can get off air and still talk to each other the same way. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just their lingo, you know? Right. So we don't know. Which,
right, yeah, that's definitely
but
could
it may
be
come
for TV
off,
type
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It may come off as him being a dick. But I was like, Soulja Boy, quit checking for... I mean, Charlamagne, quit checking for that boy. Leave that boy alone, bro. Leave him alone. He getting his money.
Oh,
no,
man.
But I just wanted to speak. That shit, like, I fucks with him. I probably won't buy any of his music or like listen to it or nothing. Yeah. But as a human being,
I might catch a video on YouTube one time, right. Give it one good glance. I don't know. We'll see what pops up in my suggested feed.
It's crazy because he kept saying that the whole world was saying that he ruined hip hop when he would come out with like Soulja Boy, you know, all that shit. But you notice all songs got a dance routine to it now.
Definitely. And you know all the songs is the worst part. They talk about you ruined it, but how come you know all the songs?
Exactly.
Crank that. Yeah, Trick. Yeah.
Don't. Oh, and then he said, hop up at the bed, turn my swag on. Took a look in the mirror and say, I like this song though. Yeah.
What was that one? Didn't he have one about the phone call? It was like
I can't remember that one though. It was a phone call one. Damn, what was it?
Call me on my phone.
I know what you're talking about, bro. I do know what you're talking about.
That's
too funny. He had a lot of, but as far as comeback, like,
not yet. He ain't there yet.
He's not the. I mean, if they talking about money, like financially. But I think he's always had money, so it's kind of comeback. But music, like, no.
Yeah, I heard he did, like, a whole... He's, like, selling game consoles and shit
now. Oh, yeah, he has a game.
Like, two of them. So, I mean, can't afford to buy a game console. And this one was
like, why do you have so many businesses? It's like, bro, why wouldn't... That's what he said. He was like, why wouldn't you have a lot of avenue coming in? Like, right. I don't understand.
Rick Ross owns Wingstop's.
That's crazy.
Franchise.
You need to do that shit.
Yeah. Gotta have an exit plan, you know?
For real. Just good that money, music is definitely not making his money anymore, even though that's what started it. So that's dope to me. I respect that. Just like Ice Cube has got all these movies and all that shit. Like that nigga's smart too. Like all that shit. That's what's up. But, okay.
Shout out to all the people.
Shout out to them go-getters. Oh, like that's doing it. Like once you get into the game and like you don't allow the game like that just to be it. Like, when you make that type of money, that's your opportunity to dig your finger in everything.
Yeah, that's what I want to.
Clothing lines, owning restaurants, owning fucking anything. You could create literally anything with that money.
Selling jean buttons. I sell jean buttons to all the jean companies.
Oh shit.
But nah, you know that'd be a tight goal if we could get to that point where we interview people that made it, you know, that are successful enough. We just ask them, she's like, man, what about this? Tell me about the struggle. Explain to me how you went through the dopetivity phases of your life. What's that? What's dopetivity? Mm. Then we give them that journal. Ooh.
Oh, don't tell them too much, bro. Don't tell them too much. But anyway, today's topic.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to piggyback definitely off the last episode that we had. When we had to cut it short, but it's basically about dealing with yourself. I know that sounds very random, but
sounds general almost, but
I did speak on before we start talking about that was I read an article about how they're just telling you like sit in your thoughts and shit and like recognize like what thoughts are consuming you and all blase. It was actually a very interesting article, and I actually put it to use. So,
Are you still meditating and stuff, or?
Okay, I've been slacking on my meditation.
But I mean,
I'll tell you why later.
Okay, but like, not even like the sit down and cross your legs and.
Oh, do I just sit in the moment?
I'm not even saying, like sitting in the moment.
Oh, yeah.
You can meditate in your car at a stoplight for two minutes.
I do that.
Okay, yeah.
I literally sit in my own shit.
That's like the modern version of meditation, in my opinion. Like driving in your car by yourself, going somewhere.
Yeah, I love
just sitting there in your head. Turn the radio off, drive, look around. A thought pops in, reflect.
Yeah.
And then keep going. You know,
definitely.
Like, that's meditation
that
in
easy.
A sense. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I meditate like that all the time. Okay. Like, yeah. I do that throughout the day. I sit at my desk and I'll not even, like, listen to nobody, have my phone like that I'm not there. Like I literally
do not disturb.
Like, especially when I want to journal, I'm like, I need no one to leave me. I need everyone to leave me alone, and I just want to write, and I just write. It literally takes what, 3 minutes.
Uh-huh. Hold for sound, please.
All right. So, yeah, but yeah, I'm still meditating. I feel really fucking dope right now.
Good. Just based off the last episode, or?
I was feeling dope then, too.
Okay.
But I just feel...
Not being cocky or nothing.
I'm not being cocky by any means, but I feel very great. Like, I feel great.
I get it. You feel like you... You feel enriched. Is that a good word to use?
I feel like I'm seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm a snack. I'm just kidding.
Not being cocky at all. Not being cocky.
No, it's just like, even if I like sit here and think about things that I necessarily don't want to share on here, but like just think about overall Krishana, like overall. And I said Krishana, not Shana. Mm-hmm. Like overall Krishana.
Full name.
I am good. And I know why. Because I dealt with myself.
Because you've taken that time, though, right?
I literally dealt with myself. I journaled. I know people think journaling is just... A lot of people think journaling is a waste of time. They think that it's just, like, a fad.
Yeah.
They think it's just, like, you know...
For me, I would say, like, journaling, to me, was always... Before all this, mm-hmm. the whole development stage, mm-hmm. is like just people taking journals or doing diaries. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
It always just seemed like a child thing to do. You know what I mean? Because as a kid, you're always like, you just write in your journal. Or girls are like, dear diary. Mm-hmm. Like all girls mm-hmm. have their diary. Like mm-hmm. it just felt like a, you know, Nickelodeon raised me that way, obviously, because that's all I saw. But that's the way I always pictured it. Lo and behold, Nickelodeon was trying to teach us, hey, get your life together young and start doing journals and diaries at a young age. And
it's
keep
crazy because it took me this, you know, like not even a year yet, almost mm-hmm. a year. Like I recently started journaling and, but I think that, oh my God, it's so beneficial because you expressing yourself and then like, not even just journaling, like, when you're in that mindset of journaling, like even when you're on social media and you're supposed to be bullshitting, you're still feeding your soul because you like, you know how the social media is. Mm-hmm. So if they know you're into something, they're going to let it to pop different things to pop up in association with that thing.
Yeah.
So like I found so many like motivational speakers that I follow now. So many like quote Instagram pages for self-develop. Like I'm still building myself throughout all of this, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just been good and I did the work and I think that's why I am where I am right now.
You feel so enriched and
I just feel glorious. Unstoppable. Yeah. And I feel like before I was kind of gullible or like not really sure of myself.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to certain things. But now I think God is giving me that backbone that I need. Like he's giving me a grown woman. Like I'm not little Shauna Boo anymore.
Oh, I like officially calling you Shauna Boo.
No, you can call me that. I'm just not that same person like I was when I was 3 years old when I got the fucking name. You know? But you just have to deal with your shit, like deal with your fears, deal with your life, deal with your struggles, shit that hurt you. Like mm-hmm. my dad wasn't around. Like he was not around at all. Like I saw my dad one time when I was 12 years old and, but I did like a little recording. Like I saw this thing, it was like an exercise and it's like, make a recording talking to him
mm-hmm.
and let everything out that you wish you could say to him.
Yeah.
I did that shit. And like that as it did, it's not hurting me as much as it did. I mean, it may cross my mind, mm-hmm. so to speak, but it's not affecting me the way that it was before I made that recording because I kind of got everything that I wish I could mm-hmm. say to, even if he didn't get to hear it. But the way shit manifests and the way things happen, like he'll probably be back and I can.
You can give
at that point, I won't even have that in my spirit though, because I've already released it. Mm-hmm. But I can't let him hear the recording if I want to, if I feel like it's necessary. Give him that
disclosure, like, this is how I felt
before. But then I'm going to go into it with him, like, in a different mindset. And I'm just going to be like, bro, what are we going to do from here? Like, don't worry about the past. Like, what are we going to do? You know? Uh-huh. Let's fix it. But yeah, it's just a lot of different things. Because, yeah, I had daddy issues for a long time, I think.
So, that's so weird that you... Like, you met him or just saw him or...
No, we were at... My mom put him on child support when I was 12. Uh-huh. And she waited until I was fucking 12 years old.
And you saw him then?
No. Yeah, I saw him. And it's crazy because I had never met him before. But when he walked in, I told my mom, is that my dad? Because he looks like... I look like him. Like, yeah. People say I look like my mom, but I look just like my daddy,
That's
bro.
So weird, though, because that and was I'm the 12. Same. That's the same for me, though. I think I was maybe 13, but... It was the same exact story.
Yeah, that's crazy. I know we discussed this before, didn't we? And that's the only time I've ever met him. And then...
Same exact story.
He started trying to call, like, when I was, like, 16.
Mm-hmm.
Call and have random conversations. But I felt they were all, like... I think all of them were just so cliche. Like, all of them were so... artificial. Like
forced or something?
Artificial. Just, like...
Small talking.
How's school? How's track? Yeah. How your grades? Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. I'm 16. I don't have that much going on. Yeah. I run track for almost all the whole year, cross country and track, and I go to school.
Right.
Like, you're not really asking me how I'm doing. Right. Because those questions a stranger could ask me.
Right.
You're my dad. Ask me some shit. So I end up telling my mom, or talk about why the fuck you haven't been in my life. Like, you need to get deep. Like, I feel like answers. If he would have done that, I would have been emotionally more mature at that time. If he would have just dug in and did that shit, but he didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I told my mom, I don't feel comfortable talking to him because he's really not talking about anything. So she told him.
Let that boulder on your shoulder.
She told him. I let him call me like twice and it was the same shit. And then I told her that, she told him, and I never heard from him again. So just even him making it that easy for me to get rid of him after he hasn't been there, like that ruined me for a minute. And I didn't know it was ruining me.
Of course.
I had no idea that I was dating with that mindset. Like, I had no idea.
That pressure in your mind, controlling you almost.
And so, exactly. It was. It had a hold on me until I decided to release it that was 16. Now I'm fucking 29 and I just released that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was dating wrong all before that. That's real shit. Like, I was doing it wrong. But I mean, that's what it is. But it's okay. You know, I had daddy issues. I was going in relationships like, nigga, you need to fight for me, since my daddy didn't, in so many words. It's like, I would make shit, like, overthinking and not really doing my adoptivity homework and all that shit. Like, I would find something to fucking magnify on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just be like, fuck it, I'm leaving. Like, no, fuck you. Yeah. And these niggas, we got some good vibes and, like, everything was good, but I'll just make them. And I'll just, like, no, I cut them off.
Yeah.
If they didn't fight for me, I'm like, well, you ain't the one for me. If they tried to fight for me, it never was enough. Like, that's just how it went.
Right.
I was just like, and that's horrible. Because they don't deserve that. I don't deserve that.
And that's a good point, though, because you say you ran into it. Like, you just had that thought. And it wasn't negative to you at that time in your mind. Uh-huh. Or maybe it was.
It's almost like when I got bored, I just made up something.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
When I got bored.
You ran with it.
Like, it's going to be boring. I know that there's going to be boring spots in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I know that. But when I got bored, it wasn't enough going on.
Yeah, you just make some.
So I'm just like, you know what? Man. You blah, blah, blah. You don't do this. You don't do that. Like, where the fuck is this coming from? And I'm like, fuck you. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Click. You know, like, cut them off. And it's crazy because a lot of people used to admire me for my cutoff game. But it wasn't until I was like 28 that I realized that my cutoff game was a defense mechanism for him. Like, my dad.
From that.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, I've been having some real life epiphanies, bro. This shit is getting deep, bro. Yeah.
Not many people can say that they've...
Like, I realized all this shit, and it makes so much sense now, because even if I just sit back and think about all this shit, it's just like, damn. Like, it's not even like, damn, that could have been my husband, or like, it's not even none of that. It's just like, you was doing that shit like it was meant for it to happen.
Right.
So you can go to this day right now and mm-hmm. realize what you were doing. You had a couple times where you did this shit, mm-hmm. the same exact shit, and now you know why.
Now you know. Damn. Mm-hmm. That's deep.
Mm-hmm. That's I was doing that shit, bro. I was just like, and I expressed it to my, I have a homeboy who works with me. Like, he's very spiritual. Like, he's a really dope individual. He's really, really supportive. Like, he's mm-hmm. just a really good guy. But I was, we were just talking because, you know, everyone has issues, and he would like express his with me. And I told, and it was just like, it hit me one day, and I'm like, bro, I'm really fucked up. And he's mm-hmm. like, what do you mean? I was like, I got some real daddy issues. This is before I did my recording and everything.
Yeah.
I was like, I got some really like bad daddy issues. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I told him, I'm like, I date guys. So basically, we told him what I just told y'all. I date mm-hmm. guys, and I feel like if they don't act the way that I want them to act, I use that as a way to be like, if you don't do this, then that means you don't care about me.
Right.
That means you don't want me around. That means you don't want me as bad as you should, mm-hmm. type shit.
It was a flag in your head.
So I would just cut them off. Uh-huh. And if they didn't call or text or like, waited too long to call or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just like, you ain't the one for me then, bro. And yeah. it was easy for me to just like disconnect just like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I always disconnected and I didn't feel bad about it.
Interesting.
But now that I'm older and like I went through that and I realized it was like an issue that I had, like, I don't want my relationship to be based on that shit. Like, my future relationship, like, I don't want that to be a thing. Like, I want to be in something and be secure enough to know that what my daddy did to me is not what this person's going to do to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it should have no correlation between the two.
Is they're two separate things because yeah. it's two different people.
Right.
And they're playing two different roles in your life. Mm-hmm. And my first love told me when we were dating, we were like, we dated from 18 to 21, I think. 18, 21, 22, something like that. And he told me, we had a real, real live argument. Like, I was about to move away. And I was like, this is, I'm just miserable, blah, blah, blah. He's like, you're asking me to do stuff that your daddy was supposed to do. Like, he's the one who checked me wow. back then, but I didn't pay attention.
He didn't realize.
He's like, I'm not your daddy. Yeah. Like, I'm supposed to be your man. Like, and I can't be your man if you keep demanding me to do some shit. Like, you're trying to fill a void with me, and I'm not finna fill that shit.
Yeah.
So he checked me back then, but I didn't. I was just like, like, that's, well, you just, means you don't want me either, so fuck right. you, you know? Like, I'm moving away. You should stop me. Like, yeah. be on the movies and, like, go to the airport type shit, you know? Like, that was my mindset.
Yeah.
But it was hard for him, but he let me go.
Wow. So. It takes a lot to realize that, in quote, unquote, you can tell that you may have been broken at some point. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah. So many like years, too. It's like a series of yeah. years, like, where you didn't know. You were broken, like, for 10 years straight.
Mm-hmm.
You were broken for 10 years straight. And then, or even more. And then
just noticing it, or just yeah. being able to capitalize mm-hmm. on that time frame that you can realize.
And it. I feel like I noticed it before now, but I just didn't feel like it was the top priority at the time to deal with that shit.
Sure, yeah.
So that's why I stay single.
Yeah.
How long have I been? I was single, like, bro. I just didn't fuck with nobody.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I feel like at the end of this Dopetivity reign, you're going to be fighting these dudes off all these relationships.
I'm too like, down. Damn, I knew that was wrong. I knew that was what's wrong with you, bro. You don't miss me, bro. I'll be like, chill out. Nah, I'm too dope for your ass now. Like, oh, I done learned myself. No.
But no, that's good. Just sharing that alone. I mean, just because you literally dealt with yourself.
But that's a perfect, exactly. Yeah, that's a perfect example of dealing with yourself.
Yeah. That made me think, like, even just going on with what you said, like how we both had the same father constructed situation.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am equally as quick to just dismiss and cut off.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it has to do with that, because I don't have any, I can't date back like you did. So maybe I need to figure out what that is.
If you dig a little deeper,
if that's
bro,
a good reason why, and you found out that was a good,
you know what I did though? Let me tell you what I did though. So I was listening to this one dude, and he's like a motivational, like, self-help speaker or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he said one of his, he's like a psychologist or something too. He's like, one of the assignments that he gives his clients
mm-hmm.
is to make a list of everyone who ever hurt you, even if you feel like it was a small hurt or a big hurt.
Okay.
Like make that list, right?
Okay.
And so I did that, and then it was like, make the list, and then like make the list, and then write a letter or record yourself, like talking to that person.
Mm-hmm. I'm still listening.
Do that, and then realize, because you remember that once I wrote that letter, like it was in my journal. I was never gonna give it to this person, but I wrote a goodbye letter to them. Do you remember I told you that?
The goodbye letter? No, recap. Yes, yeah. I got you.
It all started there because that's who I was. That's what was happening at that time. And I did that, but it was kind of just like, yeah, because I was still like, fuck with him, even though I needed to say goodbye to him.
It's not a note.
I was just taking notes. So I knew I had outgrown that situation. You know, I knew way before I actually stopped fucking with him that I had outgrown that situation. Mm-hmm. But it all started with that. Like, I literally wrote that list. My dad was number one.
Okay.
I still have the recording. And I literally... And it's funny because Kimley was interrupting me through the whole routine. It's crazy as shit because she interrupted us.
Sounds
all last
about
episode.
Right.
But and I literally like spoke to him like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and it's crazy because it was just one little small thing that took like 2 minutes to do that had me just like, I just feel like I just flew away once I did that.
Right.
Nothing was really. And that's the thing when I was telling you about the article, sit with yourself,
mm-hmm.
deal with yourself, and then keep it moving. Like, yeah. It's so beneficial. And I wish that humans, society, like people, the world we like, if that, no, imagine. If everybody would just love themselves enough to learn themselves, to deal mm-hmm. with themselves, to dig deeper within themselves to, because the thing, what we're doing is like hurt people are hurting people.
Yeah.
Damaged people are damaging people.
I'm glad you said it like that though, because you broke it down into love yourself and then.
Yeah.
Because you have to first love
yourself.
Yeah,
that's going to have to be the first step. Deal with yourself. Because if you, that's why, I mean, I'm not saying this is why everyone gets on drugs, but that are on drugs,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I think that they're trying to run away from their problems.
Yeah, suppress certain things.
Yeah.
Try to keep things closed within their minds. They don't have to worry about it. So, no, I understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, that does, psychologically, that makes a lot of sense. And not to say that, you know, to people that use drugs or maybe we're talking about alcohol.
I wasn't necessarily, I mean, I'm talking about those hard drugs that could kill your ass. Like heroin and like. OD, like
stuff that
can OD.
Or just in general saying, doing anything that will create an addiction to ruin yourself, ruin your life, ruin your functionality.
Yeah.
Take you away from who you were developing at that one point. So that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, I don't know about, I don't want to talk too much about drugs, but.
But yeah, you know. Yeah, we should.
Drugs is the
no. I was. It was. Yeah. It was just an example. Like
we don't want
to, you know,
subject people to feeling the wrong way.
Right. No, and I don't mean like drugs, like marijuana and like shit like that. Like that.
Right. And alcohol.
That don't OD you. Like no one is. I don't think there's no one in history who OD'd on marijuana.
They haven't made any.
Yeah, I don't think that. But anyway, let's stop talking about drugs. But yeah, it's just. It's like I feel like that's why they get in that state and. You know, when you just seriously, like, it takes years. Like, it's a life thing. It's a lifelong process, too, mm-hmm. I feel like. But dealing with yourself is probably one of the best things that you can do for yourself. You, like, kind of have to be just being honest with yourself and, like, knowing yourself.
Well, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine. What's up?
Like, if, like, let's say for the listeners or for me,
mm-hmm.
what would be a good advice?
Oh God!
Tip, or like some kind of practice that you could do to help alleviate yourself from being that person that's always getting away from working on yourself. You know what I mean? Like
I think that I mean, I think that the decision part is like the first, like it's just the same as anything. So if you're passionate about something, like being passionate about something, you just have to make the decision. Mm-hmm. Make the decision to be dedicated to yourself. Make the decision to be dedicated to yourself enough to love yourself. And it's crazy because for me personally, like finding the love of my life was like my motivation, so to speak.
Right.
And I do, and in the process of me praying that God send him or like doing whatever I wanted to do, like in the process, God revealed to me, like work on yourself first and then that will come. So I realized that in order for me to get what I want, like I thought, and it's crazy because even at that time, I thought that I had it all figured out. I was like, nah, I'm dope as fuck. Like, mm-hmm. any nigga would be happy to be with me. Like, right. I'm that bitch. Like, you know,
right.
that's the mindset I had. But then I think that God just tapped me on my shoulder and the way that the universe and everything worked together was like, Shauna, you have a lot of work to do. And you don't, you're walking with a lot of demons in your past, your life that you're not dealing with. So you need to take the time to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But advice to, as far that I can give to people to like just start it, it's just like just do it, and the smallest things happen. Like even okay, we've been talking about journal. I've been trying to get you guys to journal, like from probably episode 2.
Yeah, even me.
Yeah,
which is something I need to practice, and I will.
Right, and it, but it's crazy because just that thing that you think is not gonna make a difference tomorrow, yeah. you're just like, damn, let me write what the fuck I'm feeling or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like you do that and then you do it the next day. Like you kind of force yourself to continue to do it, not knowing that you're really building yourself the fuck up. Like you're right. building a platform for yourself, okay? Yeah. And then it's like it becomes like a habit to you. It becomes like that makes your happy place, like you just get this off my chest, let right. me just write this down.
Yeah.
So that's how it happened for me. I was just like, okay, let me just breathe and do my journaling time. Like let me do this in the morning when I get to work. Like that's the first thing I used to do. And then it got to the point where even I slipped on it a couple times, but then by the time that happened, I had already been emotionally aware of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I would know like I'm having a bad fucking day today, so I need to figure out why. Like I would be like, I'm in a shitty ass mood, and I will be in a shitty ass mood, but then I know like, dang, I need to pray, like God, just reveal to me what I need to see. Like I'm not into that journaling yeah. stuff today. I don't feel like journaling. Like I feel like a bitch. Like I just want to not do, you know, but then like all of it is a part of the process. I mm-hmm. was never too hard on myself as far as that right. goes. I was just kind of just loving myself. Like you remember we talked about that whole, date yourself,
mm-hmm. oh,
love yeah. yourself, have coffee with yourself, have yeah, yeah. time with, like take yourself to the movies, take yourself yeah. on a date. Like, that's not what I recently did because I have a 3-year-old and it's kind of hard to do that kind of stuff, but I was doing it in the sense of how I could do it at right. this time. I've done that before,
right.
but.
It's still technically with yourself because she's just a smaller you.
Yeah, that's crazy too, but yeah. No, I just got to know myself. It's crazy that I can just say, like, I met myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go on a first date with someone, a blind date, and you have to meet them from scratch. Like, I had to do that with myself. And yeah. I had to figure out things I didn't like about myself, things I liked about myself, things that were haunting me, things that I needed mm-hmm. to just bring it to the forefront and, like, make that my goal of prayer with God. You know, like, I just had to recognize so many things about myself. And that's what got me to today.
Right. Okay. I would like to say, on a similar but different note,
mm-hmm.
the fear of it all, though, like fearing yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like, I feel like I'm interviewing. I'm not trying to interview at all.
No,
but.
It's great. No, this is perfect. I think I jumped the gun telling my story.
I didn't mean to tell it though.
It was crazy. I didn't mean to say it, but it kind of happened. No,
right. Yeah.
But yeah, like I scare myself all the time. Before now I would scare myself to the point. It was like, I just wouldn't deal with shit. I would just keep it kosher just so I wouldn't have to deal with shit.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, okay, this is what's going on. I'm going to keep it like this until something changes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, until the universe moved me.
Right.
I would never make the initiation for my own life. Mm-hmm. I would kind of just be like, okay, I'm a single mother. I have to do what I have to do for my kids. Like, right. And I would just go to work and come home. Like, I would, it's crazy because I was so unhappy doing it that way. Mm-hmm. Like, there were so many times I would be like, try to sneak off from Kinley and to just cry because I'm just like so overwhelmed and so stressed the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Oh my God, it's crazy. I would just like, and then I've gotten caught by her and she's like, Mama, why you crying? Which made me cry even more.
Made her cry,
man. But I went through the struggle. Like, I went through so much shit, and it's crazy because I think it was, I would express how I felt to my friends, and sometimes I would cry on the phone with them and all this stuff. But like, for the most part, like, I dealt with it with me, just me and God. Like, mm-hmm. I would pray so hard. And just talking about this just let me know, like, the things that are happening for me right now is what's, he's like, here's mm-hmm. your breath of fresh air because you did the work. Like, I swear to God, like, I can really, really, like, see, I saw myself grow up. Like, mm-hmm. I've seen myself go through all the shit that I was supposed to go through to get to today. Like, I can, it's crazy. Oh my God. It's really fucking crazy that.
Don't you start crying on me right now.
No. Okay, I'm not. The fear is what you have to overcome in order to succeed.
Yeah.
I was scared. Like, I was, bro. But this is the thing. As soon as I had my daughter, mm-hmm. and then I knew her daddy wasn't going to be around, like, you know how scary that is? I'm like, I'm going to be one of those statistics. I'm going to be, like,
right.
yeah, on okay, welfare gotcha. And, you know, food stamps. I thought that was going to be my
scan
life.
Scan that WIC card.
Exactly. And I'm not going to say I never was on that because initially I had to be. Like, I was working in fucking retail. I had make, what, seven, like, I wasn't making any money. I was going to school. I had to quit school. Mm-hmm. Like, I just felt like, damn, I'll be a statistic. I'm going to be on Section A and all that shit.
Yeah.
But no, I took the initiative and I didn't even know that I was doing this, but I was like, bro, my goal as of right now is to not be on all this shit. As soon as I get a job where I cannot be on fucking welfare, like, I cannot have WIC trying to buy her milk. Like, mm-hmm. as soon as I get the opportunity, I'm gonna get off. And that's what I did. And I never got back on. And then it's like the blessings just start rolling in. Like, I'm at mm-hmm. one job. Yeah, I had to stay there for 3 years because I had to get a big girl job after I had her. I stayed here for 3 years. They were paying me pennies. They weren't really, but I did that because mm-hmm. I had to do that.
Retail.
No, that wasn't retail. Oh. I was working retail when I got pregnant with her.
Oh, okay.
I went into banking. Like, I had to get the big girl job after I had her. I'm like, bro, this 10, 25, y'all trying to pay mm-hmm. me. And they tried to offer me a fucking manager position and it was only like 11 something. I'm like, bro, I can't do this.
I would much rather just take less responsibility.
Right, exactly. So I had to go to the big girl job. But anyway, it's just like the way my life planned out. I don't know. I have no words to put it, but that I have to grow. You just have to grow through life. And I say that all the time. Like, don't go through life. Grow through life. Nice. You make natural goals in your head. Like, mm-hmm. goals are circumstantial. I mean, we have those long-term goals that are like, in 5 years, I want to do all that stuff.
And at the end of the day, most people make those goals off of what everybody else makes goals off of. Anyway.
I don't even pay attention to that shit. It's almost like circumstantial goals, which that's a good word that we can start.
Those regular goals are good for interviews when they ask you what's your five-year goal. That's good for an interview to get you a job.
Well, I plan to be the CEO of the company looking ass. But in all actuality, like, you don't think that far ahead because life's not like that.
It's too spontaneous. Any of that. Like, there's
I still
no
have the
structure.
Same fashion goals that I had when I was 17. I still want that. And mm-hmm. it's not my time right now, but I can accept that. But when mm-hmm. it does happen, like, that goal never went anywhere. That's why I like the word dreams more than I like goals.
Right. And people bash that.
Fantasize.
Shit
yeah. Don't be a dream. You dreamers in it. Like, bro, being a dreamer is what's up.
Be a responsible dreamer in a sense, right? That makes sense.
Yeah, you have any more questions for me?
I like, you know, we was jotting down earlier. I like the whole topic that we were talking about earlier about controlling our thoughts when it comes to, you know, developing this whole idea that we want for ourselves. Because we can get to that point where we're like, we'll have goals or we'll have like these dreams as we just talked about, but we'll still have a thought that strays us away and we're pulling back and forth. like we said, like off recording, we were talking about falling, climbing a ladder and then falling off the ladder, right? Right.
You have to, that's like part of the process.
It's part of the part of life. Is you ain't got no choice but
there's
to
no
fall
way for
off
you to just climb up.
Yeah.
Because if you just climb up all the way to the top with no repercussions, no, you become a serial killer.
Exactly. That's exactly what we said. Lo and behold, she was, what'd you watch on Netflix?
Ted Bundy documentary. Man, say that man was a genius, but he was a fucking serial killer. Like, oh, we gonna talk about that another time, but that shit was dope as shit. Like, I'm into that criminal mind shit. Like, I just like to know what the criminal mind is thinking, only because I'm like, what makes a person that evil? Like, I've always been into that, but what stirred me away was, I remember my freshman year at Richland College, I was in my criminology class, and the professor, he basically, like, his first words was like, hey everybody, he's like, I just want to let you know, going into this field, like, it's gonna be hard, and you're gonna take this stuff home with you. You have to literally get into a criminal's mind. It can fuck you up, basically.
Yeah,
like, this is not anything to play with. If you feel as the, so I was like,
whoa,
bro, I'm scared out. No. Like, he's like, you're gonna dream about it, you're gonna fantasize, like, you're gonna be daydreaming about it. You do all this shit because it's so fascinating to why these people do the things that they do, and they're normal individuals like me and you. They were born just like me and you, but they have a different thing in them, and you, the way the mind works, it's gonna, it's gonna really trick you. Like, he was really just straight. That's his first saying. And like, I went to a couple more classes, but I was like, bro, I can't do this because I do want to have a family. Like, I want to live a normal life, bro. And I'm just like 19, and I'm like, this shit, no, I need my, I need to be going to sleep at night and like waking up and being normal type shit. Like,
I don't
want
to be waking up like, I guess I could get away with murder.
Or even then, like, he's coming to kill me. Like, what's next, bitch? Like, you coming for me? Like,
that's too funny. That's one thing that scares me about that show, like, or that channel. Was it IQ ID? People watch ID, they be watching like
ID
those,
channel, yeah, my
like
mom
Snapped and all that stuff. I'm
my
like,
mom is really
God.
Into that shit.
A lot of people are, and it's scary because it's like it teaches people.
Bro, I swear to God,
it teaches
someone,
people what
if
people
someone
think
kidnapped
about,
me and like my mama would my mama would find them, and she don't need the police, bro. She don't need the police. She just need her, my auntie, and my cousin. And they would be fucking private eye. And they would find me. Like, if I'm in a dungeon somewhere, I already know. I'm like, I'm just waiting for my mama. Waiting for my mama.
I can see your mom's version of Taken.
Bro.
I don't know who you are.
I swear.
But I will find you.
Bro, my mama.
And I will kill you.
I am confident. I am so confident in that shit. Like, I would be in there. And I, if he ain't touching me, or like if I'm in a dungeon and he ain't touching me, and I'm chilling because I'm like, my mom finna come and whoop your ass. She finna shoot your motherfucking ass. Like, I would be so confident in that shit. I'd be sitting in that thing like, okay, I try to warn you. My mama crazy as a motherfucker, and she finna find you.
She's gonna find you. Oh, man.
That's how confident I am, mama. But she's always been like that.
AKA the superhero.
Oh, man. She's always been like that. Like that. I think that's why she texts me and calls me so much. Because she needs to know, literally, like, she could be like,
ready.
I just talked to her 15 minutes ago, and she was headed west on, you know what I'm saying? Like,
she's west on 35.
She called me in 5 minutes, like, what are you doing?
Based on her iPhone.
Where are you? Right.
Her iPhone cut off here at this
she
point.
She has an iPhone.
That means she's only five minutes away from that.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, sometimes I swear she has a tracker on my phone, because, or my car, because I would leave her house and she'd be like, call me when you get home. And if I call, like, we walking in the door and I'm putting me and Kenley's shit down, she'll call me, you ain't made it home yet? Yes, I literally just walked in. Like, she's timed the shit. I know my mama would find me, bro. Like, can't a lot of people say that shit, but I know my mother would find me if I was to get kidnapped, bro. Ain't gonna be no mystery solving. She gonna be like, I know exactly what happened to her. And now she's right next to me because I did know exactly what happened.
Shit. She's right here.
Man, damn. Say. I feel like she just, and then her senses are crazy. I miss my mom. I'm going to call her when we're done. That shit funny as hell. Like, she is really private eye.
I will find you.
And she's like, and I will just watch. You're going to be just like that with Kelly. I'm like, damn, I hope I'm not. She going to hate me, bro. I don't hate my mama either, but it's just like, she be getting on my nerves sometimes. I'll be like, mama, we just got off the phone, bro. Like, why are you, what?
She's you going to get like, Kelly a phone next year?
She's going to be four. No.
But I was just saying, like, capping off what you said about your mom, you're going to be
I got my
like
first
me.
Phone when I was 12.
Yeah, but times are different.
I know. She probably had one by she's seven.
Yeah.
Literally.
Corey, you know, like my little cousins got phones now.
And that's the thing. Like, I stayed at my home. You know, back in the day, it was different. So I was staying at home by myself by the time I was 9 years old waiting on her to get it. Like, mm-hmm. I'll walk home and then, like, she would come, like, like, an hour and a half later type shit. Mm-hmm. So I've been staying at home by myself since I was, like, nine.
Same. Damn, we so much
alike. I know we are. Yeah. So she would... And she would call her when I get in the house. And she'd be like, okay. You know, beepers were in back then. So I'd call her at work. Uh-huh. And
444, that means.
She would be like, don't let nobody. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's your auntie. I don't care if it's your cousin. Because she already done talked to them and be like, don't go over there. I told her not to let nobody in. So she knew they wouldn't be popping up. But she's like, I don't care if it's your auntie. I don't care if it's your cousin. I don't care who it is. Do not let nobody in the house until I get home. Okay, mama. Never did, bro. It's crazy. That's funny as hell.
I always low-key feel like that's kind of how we get a lot of our personality too, because we were left to our own devices young,
bro. We were we
weren't troublemakers. No, we were just like, yeah, I got responsibility, gotta
let me
walk
watch
home.
Some Nickelodeon until my mom gets home. Hey, mom.
I was like, I remember being in elementary being like the only kid with a key to his apartment, like around my neck, you know, like it was attached to my badge, mm-hmm. stuff, you know, because you gotta have ID badge and stuff.
Yeah,
it was attached to my badge. I was the only one with a key. Everybody else got picked up, rode the bus,
right?
Whatever.
And you're like, I'm gonna walk out. Yeah,
walking home, go home, lock, you know,
lock the door. Thing. Make sure you lock that door. And make sure you call them when you get home
don't
because
cook
they
anything.
No,
don't,
please
turn
do
the TV on.
Anything.
Do your homework.
Eat some fruit snacks or something till I get home. I'll cook when I get home. Like. And that's the thing, they were so specific. Like, we knew exactly what to do. Like, that's some fucking taking shit. They were so specific, like, do this, and then do this, and then do this. And then, before you knew it, they were walking through the doors, like, hey, we're home. That's crazy.
Disclosure, we will not tell y'all what our parents do for a living.
Ah, she's looking ass. Nah, we had some dope-ass childhoods. Like, that's a good thing. Like, our parents raised us right, bro. When you have kids, I know that you will do the same. And that's what I'm trying to do for Kimberly. Like,
yeah, for sure.
It's crazy.
I feel
because
like you are.
This,
she's already like a little adult right now.
I know she is. She's so smart. She's so smart.
No.
But, and she has an old soul. She like reads people really good.
I can tell by her facial expression she got an old soul. She's looking at me like.
Like.
Y'all can't see my face, but just imagine like that. Nate, really?
Especially if you say something. She'd be like, what? What you say? No, but no, she has a really old spirit. I feel like she's my grandma or something. You know, my grandma passed away. Like,
reincarnated.
When my mom
or something.
Was four.
That's a thing.
Yeah, I just feel like she's been here before. It's crazy. But anyway, sorry. We just got a little rant.
That was fun, though.
It was. Like, that was refreshing. Like, our childhoods were dope as fuck. Like, man. And they let us be us. And I think that's what just happens when you. You gotta do it what you got.
Yeah.
You just have to make it do with what you got. Mm-hmm. And
because everybody's life is different. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a different life.
And I think we struggled. Like our parents struggled, you know, taking care of us. And I think the struggle is what makes them so much of who they are. Like that made our moms.
Yeah. And I think we definitely picked up on that too as kids.
And we were so grateful. Like people ask me how my childhood was. My childhood was fucking awesome. Like I don't remember that we didn't have money. Mm-hmm. I don't remember that we didn't have food sometimes. Yeah. Like even if we did, like I always feel like my mom made sure I ate because I don't ever remember being like so hungry to where like I don't remember none of that shit. I just remember being happy as fucking getting everything I want. Mm-hmm. Literally. That's it. Yeah.
Anything you want, not even like need.
Exactly. You know they always made, and they were struggling like a motherfucker, but they put back money to make sure they get us
Oh yeah. I remember times my mom would be like, we're getting groceries. Like, you want to get a toy? I'm like, nah.
Exactly. We like made responsible decisions.
Nah, let's save the toy for Christmas. No, I want some.
Look at me. My ass would be like, no, I want ice cream. She'd be like, okay.
That's cheaper than a toy. These Transformers exactly. are like $20, mama. We can get. Exactly. I can get three balls and throw those on the wall.
No, we're not going to do all that shit. We're going to just get food. Yeah, I'm down with that. No.
Remember those free dogs outside? I swear to God, I'll take care of it. I swear.
Oh, my God. That's funny. But yeah, maybe that's just, you know, how we built.
Yeah.
Like, I think, and that's crazy because we are so much alike. Like, so much alike, but we had almost the identical childhood.
Literally. That's why I was like, that's so weird when you told me, like, the whole dad story. And
yeah,
we literally walked home at the same time.
Right.
You know, took care of ourselves at the same age. Man. But that's why we're here now, talking about the same.
That's why we could never break. Bro, we could never break. It was like, no matter how much time, no matter how much, nothing. Like, we was always going to be solid. And that's what it's about, I think. I'm with it.
Yeah. We low-key had the privilege of developing ourselves, dealing with ourselves early, making ourselves, quote-unquote, this great duo that y'all right now.
Right. Definitely. Definitely. Like, but, this is, yeah.
But now we get this opportunity to share.
I know.
Low key, also reflect, because this is literally what we're doing. If don't nobody listen, we still reflecting.
Yeah. Right. I don't care.
We're still growing. And it's beautiful. I love it.
Me too. I do too.
I love dealing with myself too.
You should. I do too.
Constantly dealing with myself.
I constantly have to check myself. Like, I be having to charge myself up sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how I charge people. Like, I'll charge somebody up. I don't care. I be like, bro, that's wrong. Like, you fucked up. Like, that you shouldn't do that shit. Like, right is right and wrong is wrong to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's black and white. Like,
yeah. You even know if you don't it's agree right with or wrong. It. Even if you don't agree with it, most people know what it is.
You be like, I know why you did that. So yeah. It's cool. But whatever. But.
We'll agree that that's right. Well, but you know that it wasn't. Why you said it. So let's still go with the basis.
Yeah. So build from you can dumb everything down.
Yeah.
I be having to charge myself up sometimes. Like, bro, you tripping.
Because you got
to
check yourself before you check others.
I be sometimes. Like, really, Krishana?
You know what made me mad?
What?
I heard on Kevin Hart's Kevin Hart Radio. He got like a little, what is it? XM radio channel.
Do we?
Yeah, he got to laugh out loud something. But he does like a little morning show, I guess, if you will, with his plastic cup boys. But he said that one day. He was like, you know what? You got to check yourself before you check others. I was like, this nigga been listening. He done stole our thunder. So yeah, Kevin Hart, I'm coming for you with your little short ass.
Yeah, for real. I got the heat cup. We got the heat cup.
You can't be stealing the vibe, bro.
Even if he did steal a line, he can't steal the vibe. I ain't tripping.
He can steal the line because that's like sharing. He's spreading the love. And that's all we're trying to do. Yeah, it's what we're doing.
But
I was just BSing. But
for real.
I heard that shit. I was like, oh.
No, for real, you do have to do that though. I mean, like, that I feel like that's the dopest shit we could have ever said, and it came so natural to us when we were creating a brand or whatever that we're doing. But it's literal. It's very literal.
You have to
check yourself. People
don't ever think about that shit,
because bro, and I like having in-depth conversations, so I've been surrounding myself with people that I can't have those kind of conversations with, and it's just like, bro, every time it's just like, it's always you.
Mm-hmm.
You always have to. You are the start. You're going to create the environment, whether you're going to allow something to interfere with your well-being or you're going to allow it to brush off your shoulder and like some water. You know, like you're just going to go like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like you, bro, when you get into a place where you feeling confident enough to not allow anything in the outside world to like, I've never felt this before.
Yeah.
The way that I feel right now, I've never felt before.
And it didn't feel impossible when you got it though, right? And that's another thing.
No, it was just so easy.
Yeah, it's not an impossible feat or a feeling to get, you know?
It's not like something that's gonna be like epiphany. I feel this way. Mm-hmm. No, that's not what happened.
No,
it was kind of like, I'm just living and I'm like, okay, that happened. Cool, you know? I'm living some more. Like, oh damn, that happened. Cool, you know.
Yeah.
You getting a rut. You like, damn, I'm feeling a little thing. And then something else happens. Like, woo, yeah, that's cool.
Right.
And then you get to this point where I am right now after all of that, and you just like, bro, it's time for me to share some shit to the world. Right. Like, it's time for me to let y'all know that shit is popping, and mm-hmm. you can be popping. You can definitely be popping.
You can. You can. I like to use that, you know, my typical analogy is basketball. You're not just going to start a game not knowing how to play basketball.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember this.
Enough. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. This is actually like an edited version of that, because mm-hmm. you can't just say you're going to shoot threes never knowing how to play.
Right. Like,
and think you're going to make all the threes.
For example, you still practice to make the threes. When you said it, you're like, you can't walk into a bet like me. I'm so fucking uncoordinated when it comes to basketball. Only thing I can do is fucking run.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I can run some track. That's it.
Yeah, you can run up and down the court. You can do that part.
I can do that shit. That's my shit.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't dare walk into a basketball game and be like, I'm finna win this one-on-one, me and you.
Just it.
And
got
I never even bounced the damn basketball.
All the confidence in the world.
That doesn't make sense. Yeah. But when you do the work,
mm-hmm.
that was a great analogy, bro.
You develop that shot. Develop that dribble, whatever. Because
I'm not saying
is,
that I couldn't learn how to play basketball. I could if that's what I wanted to do.
And
I could get in
frankly,
the gym.
It's easy to learn.
Exactly. You know I could get into the gym. I could find me a trainer. I could make sure he made me the best fucking player because I got so much drive and passion. I could probably be really fucking dope, to be honest. But no, it's not. I'm not finna go in there like now to be like, I'm finna win, bro.
Throw me in the game, coach.
Air ball. Look at that. Air ball. That's they'll be saying the whole fucking time.
Oh man, Brit, she thinks she know what she doing. She got confidence.
And then I'll be like,
though.
It's good. No, bitch, you're suck. You
that's
suck.
That's when they always say confidence only gets you so far. You know? It only gets you so far.
Mm-mm.
You still got to do that development. You still got to deal with yourself.
Deal with yourself.
Figure yourself out.
Figure yourself out.
Learn those steps. Gain that ground and. Damn, dope-tivity is found. Hey.
Dope-tivity is found. Yeah. Okay.
The dope-tivity is found.
Hey. When you deal with yourself. Hey. When you deal with yourself. Hey. When you deal with yourself. Because we... Cause that's what we fucking do.
Hey.
Fucking do.
Ooh.
Fucking do. Cause it's
ooh.
Dope-tivity.
Ooh.